Okay, so welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive.
And today we're looking at hotel automation.
Specifically, this system called Inspire One.
Okay.
Which helps hotels really kind of nail those guest messages.
Right.
You know, those perfectly timed ones that really make you feel like they're excited you're coming.
Yes.
And
not just like a confirmation email, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's not just like, hey, you know, thanks for booking. Here's your number.
It's like a whole experience orchestrated.
It's a whole, like, you know, I'm picturing like
someone opens like a charming little B&B.
And they want that personal touch, but they also don't want to be like on their phone 24/7.
Exactly.
Messaging every guest.
You want to make it feel personal, but you also need to have a life.
Yeah.
And this Inspire Alon system, from what I'm seeing.
And these sources seems like it could
really be a game changer.
It's becoming very, very common, actually.
Oh, really?
It's not even like a luxury anymore for
a lot of hotels. It's like an essential.
So this is like table stakes now.
Kinda, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, wow.
The hotel's big or small.
They realize they can't just
rely on those generic emails anymore.
Right, because guests just expect that kind of like personalized
experience now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and the source material
really focuses in on this pre-arrival
campaign type.
And it's like, wow, the possibilities.
I know.
It's not just logistics. You can, you know,
set the mood. You can offer early check-in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even give them like
absolutely
local tips
that are tailored to that guest.
And you know, there's research that backs up
the importance of that pre-arrival communication.
Cool.
It's not just about being polite.
It actually really has a direct impact on
guest satisfaction overall.
Oh, wow.
It's like that first impression.
That really sets the tone for the whole stay.
Interesting. And I see here that Inspire One
isn't limited to just email.
You've got options.
Yes, you do.
You can do text. You can do email. You could even do like in-app
messaging, depending on.
Yeah, it depends on what makes the most sense, right?
Like, for example, think about it like a text.
With a mobile check-in link.
As soon as someone lands at the airport.
Oh, that's smart.
Way more useful than an email.
That they might not even see until later.
Yeah, or they might just be like, you know.
Exactly.
Overwhelmed and not.
It's about picking the right tool for the job.
Right.
Okay, so now, something that really stood out to me
was how Inspire One handles this whole, like,
personalization thing.
Yes.
It's not just
sticking someone's
name at the top of an email.
No, no, no. It's much more.
It uses these things
called variables.
Yes.
Which I guess pulls in all sorts of info.
Yeah, it can pull in anything.
Okay.
From their, you know,
past day preferences.
Give me an example from the source material here.
I see one about room number.
Okay. So, yeah, you could.
For example, use the guest's room number.
In a message like,
welcome, we've got you all set up in room 202 or something.
Oh, that's nice.
You know?
That is nice.
Or even like, looking forward to seeing you back in your favorite room.
Oh, that's smart.
You know?
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, so it can even pull in like
past stay preferences.
Exactly. So it's like,
imagine a hotel remembering you prefer extra pillows.
And mentioning that.
Oh, that's so nice.
In a pre-arrival message, it's like,
we've got those extra pillows all ready for you.
Yeah, you really do feel valued then.
It's not just like,
exactly. You're not just a booking number.
You're a person.
You're a person.
Yeah.
Okay. So you also have a lot of control, it looks like.
Over when these messages go out.
Yeah.
The source material uses this example
of scheduling a message
for one day before arrival at 2 p.m.
Perfect timing.
Right when excitement is building.
Exactly.
Okay.
So smart timing is so key, though, because
you don't want that message
to get lost in all the pre-trip chaos.
Right.
It's a science, you know, knowing when to reach out.
For maximum impact.
Yeah. So now here's where
things get even more interesting.
You can use filters
to target specific guest segments.
Ah.
So maybe you want to send a special welcome message
to honeymooners.
Right.
Or maybe you want to like
give a heads up about family activity.
So people traveling with kids.
This is where it ties into that bigger marketing idea
called segmentation.
Okay.
Right. So let's say you have a family
with young children booked.
You could use Inspire One to automatically send them
a message about all your kid-friendly amenities.
Oh, that's nice.
Talk about a personalized welcome.
Yeah.
It's amazing how specific you can get.
It is.
The source even mentions filtering.
By things like rate codes.
Oh.
So you could exclude folks who booked with like
a group discount.
Smart.
From certain promotions.
For example.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And this level of granularity is
what makes automation so powerful, because it's not one size fits all.
It's about giving each guest the right information.
At the right time.
Right. And then finally, the source wraps up.
By showing how easy it is
to turn messages on or off.
In Inspire 1.
Just a simple slider.
Keep it simple.
It all seems surprisingly straightforward.
The technology is only as good as
the people using it.
So Inspire 1 seems to strike that balance
between powerful features and ease of use.
Right.
Which is key for busy hoteliers.
So to sum it up, Inspire 1
makes setting up targeted
automated guest communication
surprisingly simple.
It's like having a personal assistant.
I like that.
Who never sleeps.
Yes.
But here's something to ponder.
Okay.
If you can automate all of this,
what truly personal touches
could you add that tech can't replace?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Maybe it's about empowering staff to go above and beyond.
Using the time freed up by automation
to anticipate needs before they're even voiced.
Oh, I like that.
Technology can handle the logistics.
But human connection makes a stay.
Truly memorable.
Great food for thought.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We'll see you next time.